Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community information platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Trish Irvine from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen.
The Crucify Hymn of Good Friday gives into the waiting of Holy Saturday. I always find it difficult to speak those words. Inwardly, I rebel. I don't want him to be crucified. I don't want to be one of the crowd yelling for the death of the one who loves me. And yet, what other role is there to play in the Passion narrative? Peter denies Christ three times. Judas betrays Christ for money. Pilate is intrigued, yet he still washes his hands of Jesus and hands him over for death. The Pharisees rile the crowd and yell for the death of Jesus. In the words of the Passion narrative, there is no one to defend Jesus. None speak on his behalf. And so the only part that is left for me is to also call, crucify him. And as we journey through the Passion on Good Friday, we try to make it a lived reality, something we experience today and not something we simply remember as an aspect of our faith. But then he dies and is buried. And there's this emptiness that is very visible in the tabernacle doors left open, and the tabernacle empty. And while I don't entirely understand what the apostles felt, I catch a glimpse of it. After the action and the sorrow of Good Friday, we enter into the waiting of Holy Saturday. And in some ways, this seems worse. On Good Friday, we're walking with Jesus to the cross. We're watching him be crucified. We're mourning his death. But on Holy Saturday, he is buried and he sleeps. The apostles didn't fully understand what was happening. While we wait with eager expectation for the resurrection on Easter Sunday, I try to enter into the waiting that happened on Holy Saturday for those closest to the Lord. While Jesus was alive, there was hope that the angels would come and rescue him, or that he would just get off the cross. But Holy Saturday is filled with memories of the Passion, reliving the moments when they betrayed Christ, when they ran away from him, and wondering how God could ever fix what had happened. Did he truly die? Is this how the story ends? They wonder if they followed this man for 3 years, saw him perform many miracles, they listened with hearts that burned. What was God's next move? Did evil really triumph? Where is hope? Easter Sunday cannot yet be understood. It's beyond what the apostles can expect. In the hours, in the day after Jesus dies, they're wondering how life can ever be the same, or how it could even continue. And while we know that the resurrection is close at hand, and that Jesus is going to continue to move and work and send his advocate to the apostles, we can take a piece of what the apostles experienced and we can embrace it for our own. In our own lives, we don't know the next step. We often experience a Good Friday of sorts, and then we think it ends with Holy Saturday because it's difficult to wait, it's difficult to be patient, and to let God bring something gloriously beautiful and incomprehensible from the ruined ashes of our situation. Between Christ has died and Christ has risen, there is a tension. And perhaps much of our life is spent in this tension of living between death and resurrection. But this waiting has a purpose. It is preparing us for the joy that is to come. We simply need to have the patience to sit with our Lord in the tomb. He will rise. We know this is true. But in this moment, in this holy Saturday of our lives, we need to wait in this moment of death, in this apparent loss of everything we hold dear, in this aching lack. Because Christ is meeting us in this lack. And he is preparing our hearts for the joy that he will pour into them. The joy that will be made all the more wonderful by the experience of the agony of waiting, suffering, and dying with him. Christ will rise. For now, let us wait in the tomb with him, deepening our desire for him. Let us wait in the tension that is bringing about our salvation. Let us pray. Lord, today you sleep. You don't seem active. We don't see you. And Lord, sometimes it feels that way in our lives and in our hearts, that it seems like you're sleeping and that you're not moving and we don't understand what you're doing. Lord, grant us the grace to wait with you in the tomb, to trust that although we can't make sense of everything that has happened, all of the suffering, all of the agony, that you are preparing to bring a greater joy into our hearts than we have ever experienced before. That you waste nothing. That you use everything for your glory. Lord, today, help us to wait with you. Amen.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.